keeping you across the world of new music.
This is 2022.
Okay, let me tell you, February, well, February is the shortest month of the year, but let me tell you, February this year, it wasn't short on new music releases. Richard Kingsmore with you. This is 2022, and it's the roundtable. At the end of every month, we like to get the roundtable out and get the Triple J team around it to discuss our highlight releases across the previous 4 weeks. So we're actually going to kick off with the host and the curator of our mix-up program on a Saturday night on Triple J, and that is Latifa T.
Thanks, Richard. Yeah, 2022 has been off to a flying start on the dance music front. And the song I've been most excited about this month is the new collab with Muramasa, Lil Uzi Vert and Pink Panthress. For those who don't know, Muramasa and Pink Panthress have been working together for a little while. In fact, Muramasa was the brains behind the production on Pink Panthress's smash single, which was all over TikTok, called Just For Me. So I'm stoked that the two have joined forces yet again. This new song is called Baby Cakes, and I think it's a taste of what's to come from Muramasa's upcoming album, which hopefully we'll get in time before he touches down in Australia for Splendor. But look, the song is brilliant. It draws on Pink Panthress's sweet signature vocals and addictive hooks, and Lil Uzi Vert's verse on it just complements the track so well. Sonically, I think it's also a bit of a nod to Sophie, drawing on bright bubblegum textures and vocals, and it's definitely one that's going to get stuck in your head with every listen. Enjoy. You just don't know.
Can get real bad, but for the most part, I'ma make sure I'm the best you had. Don't even start under that stuff that you used to, because I put you in this lifestyle I wasn't used to. And don't even act like you don't even care, and if it's stuck, it's right there in the air, and one for you and she get the same pair, and no cry, cause you do you no tears. Baby cakes, you just don't know, my time is almost up, and I just gotta go. Touch, cause I'm froze.
Yeah, right there, that is Muramasa, reworking and I guess updating a garage classic from around 2004 by Three of a Kind. So Muramasa there teaming up with, well, Pink Panthress, Shy Girl and also American rapper Lil Uzi Vert. And that track, Baby Cakes, is actually going to be on the Muramasa album, which is coming, and he's also coming to Australia. He's going to be here in the middle of the year doing shows in July. Well, he's going to be appearing at Splendor in the Grass, but he's also got his own shows, big shows too, in Sydney, Melbourne and Perth. Next up at the roundtable, as we discuss the best releases for February, here's Bridget Huswaite.
Hey Richard, so my month has been soundtracked by the new Slowly Slowly single, Nothing On. And man, what a switch up for these guys, right? It is such a shimmering, poppy step away from those anthemic kind of punk sounds that we know and love them for. And I just really respect that conscious effort from the band to push their creative boundaries. Ben Stewart, of course, he's got his Congrats side project. That's more of a pop outlet for him individually. But it's just amazing hearing the whole band embrace this. Ben has self-produced the song. It's been mixed by Jonathan Gilmore, who's worked with the likes of the 1975, and that is the exact vibe I get with this song. So naturally, I'm obsessed. I think it's so addictive. I think it's going to be such a fun moment from their live show. So my favorite song from the month of Feb is Nothing On by Slowly Slowly.
Like I usually do, yeah. There's only so much I can do. But if I'm self-medicated, it won't hurt when you say it. Take your chances, take them on me. Let me check my schedule. Here we go, let's see. I plan to scroll my phone while I watch TV. I can move, I
things round, but look, that's not a guarantee, she said.
Yeah, the very different new song from Slowly Slowly. That's their current single, Nothing On. They're actually going to do a tour around that single release, and they kick off that tour in Sydney at the Metro Theatre on the 29th of April. And then they're playing some of their biggest headline shows around the country in places like Brisbane, Perth, Adelaide. They're also playing the Forum in Melbourne, and that's the first time they've headlined that venue in their hometown. Next up at the roundtable, as we look back at the pick releases, the highlight music releases for February, here's Tyrone Piner.
Hey, Richard. Yeah, at the start of the month, we got a brand new track from NAM Melbourne-based artist Pania. And now she's making some real slinky sort of R&B. I first came across her back in November last year with her last upload to the Unearthed website. It was called Proof. But this new one, it's called Tiki, and it's getting me really excited for the R&B scene here in Australia because it's blending these sounds. I mean, we get this sultry sort of island reggaeton, and it's meeting with this R&B and soul. So that's the sort of vibe we get on this new one. Pania's voice is just oozing confidence, and it catches you in a trance. So that is why it's my pick for February. It's Pania with Tiki.
You got me hooked on you, trying to stay afloat, but you're taking me under. See me from across the room, sitting in the booth. No, you want me on the dance floor. No, your desire. Fuck all the plans that you had tonight. Get lost on the molly, just dancing by. Figure out later tonight, we can bask in this lust. Say you wanna grab up on my waistline. Red wine, no light, locking with the baseline. FaceTime, pulling me back, craving to save mine. Playtime, overdue, don't wanna pay fine. Grab me where you see me falling. Standing right up, attention. Piping number when I see you calling. Tumbling over and over and on. Kiki, say you wanna ride me around town like in Tiki. Wanna repeat, dim the lights down low. Don't believe me, I'm all in. You got me hooked on you, trying to stay afloat, but you taking me under.
Yeah, well, she only released her debut single about a year ago. That's the West Melbourne talent Pania and her latest song Tiki. That was picked by Tyrone Piner, who hosts Soul Control every Monday night on Triple J after 9 o'clock. The host of our punk and hardcore program is Josh Merriel. It's called Short, Fast, Loud. It's on every Wednesday night. And Josh is here with us right now. Josh, was it hard to pick just one standout release for February?
I mean, it's a challenge, isn't it? Because this first 2 months of the alternative scene in 2022 has just been wild with releases. But I think for me, the one that's really, really kind of hit home personally has been Frank Turner's new album, FTHC, which I believe just went number one in the UK. And it's his first number one. But it's an interesting one because there's a lot of people saying that he's quote unquote going back to his roots. Before he was a solo artist, he was in a hardcore band called Million Dead. And there is a lot of that influence on this album. But I think this album, you know, it shows the scope of what Frank is capable of doing because there is that more recent stuff, that more folky stuff. You know, there's some big band, almost bluesy stuff in there as well. And then there is the angry Frank that, you know, like I grew up on a very, very long time ago. I think if you want to go with the, you know, the Short, Fast and Loud song coming in a minute and 42 seconds, the track My Bad is probably my pick off the album.
Guys, you look like me for the country. Yeah.
Yeah, right there, that's the Englishman Frank Turner. He's up to album number 9. His 9th solo album is now out. FTHC is the name of it. It stands for Frank Turner Hardcore. And that was picked by Josh Merriel from Short, Fast, Loud. Okay, next up to join us at the roundtable, it's Lucy Smith.
Hi, Richard. My pick for February feels very fitting heading into Mardi Gras. But before I tell you why, I want to intro this artist because I only discovered her for the first time this week. Her name is Chapel Roan and she's from Willard, Missouri. This is a town with 5,500 people. So naturally in her teens, she used music as an outlet and an escape. And by 16, she was signed to Atlantic Records. She's since left that deal and has been working with writer and producer Dan Nigro. This guy has worked with Carly Rae Jepsen, Caroline Polachek. He was integral in Olivia Rodrigo's Sour record. And I think you're going to hear some of those influences here. This is just a big femme queer pop banger. It's Chapel in her early 20s exploring her queer identity, sexual exploration, empowerment. There's a Mean Girls reference in it that you should listen out for. Here it is, my pick for February, Chapel Roan, Naked in Manhattan.
Crush, high school love again. The rush of slumber party kissing. Don't touch, I'll never cross the line. So I pushed you down a million times. I'd love if you knew you were on my mind. Constant like cicadas in the summertime. Boys suck.
Yeah, I must admit, I hadn't actually heard about her before this week. Chapel Roan, an American talent, and Naked in Manhattan, that is her latest single. She cites people like Lorde, Lana Del Rey, and also Rihanna as some of her key music heroes and people who have inspired her so far. Look forward to hearing more from Chapel Roan. Okay, it's time to get to my pick for the month of February, and that's the wonderful new album by Gang of Youths. We kind of knew this record was going to be special because the lead-up singles were, well, each of them was sounding so good. It's a really hefty record, this one. It's got so much stuff to unpack. I guess the essence of this album is really Dave LaPepe's father. Dave LaPepe, who is the leader of Gang of Youths, he lost his father in 2018. And after his death, Dave started discovering all of this stuff about his father that he didn't actually know. He moved from Samoa to New Zealand and then to Australia, but along the way, relatives of Dave's father actually thought that he had passed away and he had had a family in New Zealand that Dave didn't even know about. So he started discovering all of these relatives and all of these hidden secrets about his father. And the more he explored, the more he realized, well, he knew and loved his father, but there was so much about his father he didn't know.
So as you can, you need from our
I'm missing.
So it's almost like he's writing these songs as he's finding out all this new information. So it really packs a punch. It's got so much emotional depth to it. Dave had something interesting to say. This is what he had to say about this record. I hope this record stands as a monument to the man my father was and remains long after I'm gone myself. He deserved it. There's also, musically, it's just wonderful. I mean, they did spend a few times trying to get this record right. I think it was on their third attempt in the studio that the sessions kind of worked and they were happy with the end results. They did things like go to Budapest and they worked with a huge orchestra, so there's lots of strings on this record. But also there's the flavor of the Pacific Islands. You know, they got samples of old recordings of Polynesian singing and music. And there's lots of Maori culture that comes through as well in the music. So it's kind of got this South Pacific feel to it, which is really effective. So yeah, my highlight release, my pick release for February is the wonderful new album by Gang of Youths, Angel in Real Time. Okay, finally, with another Australian pick for the month, Declan Byrne, who hosts Home and Hosed, is with us right now.
Thanks, Richard. Yeah, one of my favourites from February was from an artist called Holly Cole. Now, Holly's been around for a few years. I've played heaps of her music and she's built up a really passionate fan base. And I think it's based around two things in her music. First of all, pretty amazing hooks, and the type that you almost don't realize that they get stuck in your head. They're not super obvious or crisp or, like, I don't know, too commercial, but they get stuck in your head on the first go. So the second thing, though, which I always find so good about Holly's music, is the connection. The relatability is just next level, and it's pretty much always about love songs. So if you're in any sort of relationship right now, Holly might have sung about it. Chances are she has. So yeah, this is her new one, Seasick, from her EP out in April. If you're a fan of Haim, even Maya and George Alice, get a load of this one. It's good stuff. Holly Cole and Seasick.
It's making me seasick. Going back and forth, pretending that I don't need it, but I need it. It's making me seasick. Going back and forth, pretending that I'm not thinking about you on a Saturday night. You're probably with her, so I'm wasting my time. I'm wasting my time. I've been seeing your face in every stranger I walk by. You're not even my type, honey. Trying to explain why he showed up late, but baby, star sign doesn't change a thing. I'm wasting my time, and I could stop it anytime, but we're still sailing in between the lines. It's making me seasick, going back and forth, pretending that I don't need.
And once again, that is Holly Cole, the Sydney talent picked by Declan Byrne from Home and Hosed. That track from Holly, once again, is called Seasick, and it's going to be on her EP to come. She's been working in the studio too with Dylan Nash, who has done some great work, especially in the last few years, working with people like Azuri Ryder, Greta Ray, and also Shannon James. So right there, Holly Cole. Okay, that's it pretty much for another roundtable discussion. We've been looking back at the month of February. Don't forget, you can subscribe to the 2022 podcast, and each month at the end of the month, the Triple J team gets together around the roundtable and we discuss our highlight releases for each month. So subscribe to the podcast and you'll get it in your feed to help you keep track of all the releases each month.